Hi, I'm Jackie McGurvin, author of The Designer Bag at the Garbage Dump. It's a story of how the Lord turns Julie's manicured, pedicured, self-absorbed designer life upside down using 11 orphans living on a garbage dump. Today, people are calling in to share how the book impacted them. Who's my first caller?
My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for calling in. What's on your heart today?
Well, I really wanted to call in and let you know how much this book had impressed me and impacted my life, really. Much like the first one, I loved your first book, too, The Angels of Humility. That was such a blessing about the intercession, but this one really opened my eyes to the issue of missions, and especially India. It's been something that I haven't really known a lot about, but through this book, my heart was really gripped with the need and the plot line and the way that you express God's love for the children, of course, but even for Julie, whose life was really transformed through her interaction. And I also like the fact that you brought in the fact of the translation, like Philip and the eunuch, that he was translated. And I think that's an issue, too, that the church is becoming more aware of, that these supernatural things can happen and are happening. And so the whole book just was, I couldn't put it down. I read it, well, actually two sessions, but it was just very, very good and moved my heart greatly. And I just thank you, Jackie, for the gift that the Lord has given you to be able to write these two books. And I'm looking forward to the third one.
Thank you. That just blesses me. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, you're most welcome.
All right. Who is my next caller? Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for joining me today. What did you get from reading the book?
Well, I'll have to say first up, I haven't read through the whole book yet, but I just was so blessed by the section of this book that I read in the beginning, near the beginning, something that Christians seem to struggle with everywhere I go, and I've pastored a number of years, and it's this issue of rebellion versus immaturity. And
okay.
You did such a great job with what I've read so far, just bringing out principle after principle. It's not just a story, but there's such deep truths of the Word in this book, and this one particularly struck a chord in my heart.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, what did you get was the difference between rebellion and immaturity?
Well, the analogy used, it was the analogy that I thought just brought it down to earth and made it so understandable by every Christian that struggles with this, and it was that analogy of the pig and the lamb in the mud. And there is Julie looks over, and the pig and the lamb, she sees them in the mud. Jesus says, what do you see? She says, I see a pig and the lamb in the mud. And he said, you know, they're both in the mud, they're both filthy, but the difference between the two, and it's the difference between rebellion and immaturity, is the pig wants to be there, and the lamb does not. And the immature Christian is the one who struggles with that thing of, I've fallen again in the mud, I don't want to be here. I want to change. I want to be different. And what you bring out is just priceless, that the lamb is just immature in their walk and does fall and get dirty over and over and over again, but there's never rejection on the part of the Lord. The lamb is always embraced. There's no rejection to the immature. I just thought that was such a great truth because, as I said, most Christians that I have met just struggle with that whole process of feeling beat up and feeling dirty, and yes, we've fallen in the mud, but feeling so rejected in the process, feeling unlovable and that God could never love us. And I just thought you did such a great job bringing that truth out.
Well, thank you. It's like if we don't get that truth that he enjoys us even in our immaturity and in our weakness, then when we mess up, we feel like we have to run away from him until we get our act together, and then we come slinking back.
Exactly.
And that's a real dysfunctional way to have a relationship with someone.
Yeah, it really is. And I appreciated that even the Lord in his holiness and purity had no problem picking up that dirty lamb, and it got his hands dirty, his robes dirty. But that's what he did when he came, didn't he? He became one of us and got down in the mud with us to redeem us and set us free. And it was just a beautiful analogy. I just wanted to let you know I so appreciated that.
Oh, well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate your comments, and thank you so much for calling in.
You're so welcome, Jackie. Have a good day.
Thank you, Steve.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Who's my next caller?
Hi, this is Molly.
Hey, Molly. What would you like to share today?
Well, the part that really stood out to me was just how Julie was so real with Jesus, and he could handle it. Just how she would pout, she would have objections, she would struggle, but he would still just gently guide her in love, just to walk out the difficult things he asked of her. But really, it was beyond that. It was even the impossible things he asked of her. And I guess I found myself smiling at all of her attitudes, objections, and even when she would get irritated at Jesus. And I guess I found that comforting because it felt so familiar. I know what it's like to do that. And so just as reading the book, I was just encouraged to step out in faith. One thing was trusting him to provide, because she had to trust him to provide. There were no resources that she could turn to, and the ones she had really were taken away. So I was just very encouraged, one, I guess, just to be real with Jesus, and he's not put off by my objections, or even if I just kind of get a little irritated sometimes, that he can handle all that. The book is just
honest with him.
Exactly. I mean, he knows what we're thinking and how we're feeling anyway, and he doesn't run away if we just don't have this polished Christian attitude, which none of us really do all the time. So anyway, that's what I liked, but it was so impactful. I just would recommend it to anyone. It was so good.
Oh, thank you, Molly. I am glad you were blessed, and thank you for calling in today.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hi, Jackie. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. I'm all ears. What would you like
to say? Oh, good. Well, for me, your book came at a very timely time. It was just a timely read for me, because after 30-some years of pastoring and doing ministry here in the States, I'm about to go on my first missions trip. And so, in Africa. It won't be in India, but it'll be in Africa. But it is a very poor nation that we're going to. And so for me, the book really opened my eyes to the culture shock. You know, all of a sudden, you're in a totally foreign environment, and you don't know what's going on, and you may not know how to respond or understand what's going on around you. And as Julie went through the process of being in this foreign culture, her heart slowly began to open up to the people, and especially to the children that she was ministering to. And so I'm just hoping the Lord will really help me along on this journey as I face going over to Africa to minister in the future.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad the book served as a preparation for you. Hopefully you'll have a much better idea of kind of what to expect, and it won't be such a culture shock and a rude awakening when you get there.
Yeah, that's what I felt was happening, and that's why I thought the book coming into my hands at this time was just the right time for me, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book, Jackie. Thank you so much for writing it.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Okay.
And I think I have one more caller. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking with?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Tell me what's on your heart today.
Well, I just wanted to let you know how much the book bless me, and how much I got out of it.
Great. What would you say is one of the main things that you learned from it?
Probably the thing that stands out the most is the way that Julie interacted with the Lord and how they just had conversations just on an everyday basis. And it just, it really helped me to realize that I didn't have to have formal prayers and be down on my knees and be in church or to pray, but that I could just have a conversation with the Lord anytime, anywhere, and I could hear Him anytime and anywhere.
That's wonderful. He says that He's always with us and He never leaves us and never forsakes us, but to try to have that communion with Him as we go throughout our day and to be mindful of that can sometimes be challenging.
It can, and that's why I love the book so much, is because it made it real. It made it, I saw examples of how that happened, so it made it, it just made it real to me in everyday life. So it was wonderful. And then I guess the other thing was is how she accepted the Lord's challenge to feed the lambs and went through it, and how it just utterly changed her whole perspective on life. And that was it just made me feel so wonderful to know that even though we may sometimes feel like we're having to sacrifice, the Lord has so much more planned for us beyond anything we could ever imagine.
Yes, that the harvest that we reap when we endure those very, very hard seasons, that fruit mm-hmm. is really sweet, even though while we're in that season, we don't really have that view. It just seems like we're dying a slow death for probably no purpose at all.
Exactly. Exactly. And then He comes through in such an amazing way. So, yes, thank you so much for writing the book. It's been wonderful. It's been very encouraging. I can't wait to give it out to all my friends.
Oh, thank you. And Linda, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I would like to thank all my callers for taking the time to share today, and I want to thank all my listeners, and I pray that you are blessed. Goodbye.